Father, I just thank you for this time you've given us, Lord. I just want to ask you, Lord, to just minister to us today. I pray that we will be obedient and hear your voice today, Father God. Lord, I pray that you soften our hearts today, Father God, ready to make a change in our lives. Father God, as you speak to us, I pray that we are listening, Father God. I pray that we open our ears, open our hearts today. Father God, I pray you bless the rest of this time. We give it all over to you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So today, I'm going to be speaking about consistency. And over the last few weeks, Brother Ephraim has been teaching us on our personal devotion with God. He's been speaking to us about our prayer life. And as the last 2 weeks or so, God has really been challenging me about my consistency in my personal devotion to him. He's been really challenging me, and you know, it was a challenge which I felt God wanted to speak to every single one of us, and not just me. It's a challenge that is so important. And I was thinking to myself, how important is it to be consistent? And when I say consistent, if we go to the next slide, a few synonyms on consistency: steadiness, stability, regularity, lack of change, lack of deviation, reliability. And through these words, I just want us to, if we don't understand what I mean by being consistent, I'm hoping these words might be able to open up our eyes a little bit. And when we look into our personal devotion, our personal time with God, you know, getting into his presence. And the first thing that the Holy Spirit led me to was in Daniel chapter 6. So if we could all go to Daniel chapter 6, please. Verse 1 to 10. Daniel chapter 6, verse 1 to 10. Okay. So it says, it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps to be throughout the whole kingdom, and over them three high officials, of whom Daniel was one, to whom these satraps should give account, so that the king might suffer no loss. Then this Daniel became distinguished above all the other high officials and satraps, because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. Then the high officials and satraps sought to find a ground for complaint against Daniel with regard to the kingdom. But they could find no ground for complaint or any fault, because he was faithful, and no error or fault was found in him. Then these men said, "We shall not find any ground for complaint against this Daniel unless we find it in connection with the law of his God." Then these high officials and satraps came by agreement to the king and said to him, "O King Darius, live forever. All the high officials of the kingdom, the prefects and the satraps and the counselors and the governors are agreed that the king should establish an audience and enforce an injunction, that whoever makes petition to any god or man for 30 days except to you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the injunction and sign the document so that it cannot be changed, according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which cannot be revoked." Therefore, King Darius signed the document and injunction. Verse 10 says, "When Daniel knew that the document had been signed, he went to his house where he had windows in his upper chamber open toward Jerusalem. He got down on his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he had done previously." If we go to the next slide, we'll just project that verse. And this was the main verse that I wanted to take from this whole passage. So Daniel, a man of God, as we see, he was a living testimony. He was a living testimony. Why do I say that? These people who were trying to find fault in him, as we see from verse 1 to 10, couldn't find any fault. They realized they would have to find fault with the one thing that he was so sensitive to, right? And that was the law of his God. And they said to the king, and everyone around them, every person in high authority, got together in agreement. They went to the king and said to the king to sign this document that no one should make petition to any other god or any person but you for 30 days. And what did Daniel do? Daniel went, it says he went, when Daniel knew that the document had been signed, he went to his house where he had windows in his upper chamber open toward Jerusalem. He got down on his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he had done previously. Now the part that really touches me is the last bit where it says, as he had done previously. Why? Because Daniel wasn't fazed by the circumstances. Daniel didn't see the situation and say, oh, well, I need to kind of, you know, not be seen here. I need to kind of not pray. You know, I can't do this now because, you know, I'm going to be thrown into the lion's den. But he wasn't fazed by the circumstances. The things that happened around him, the situations that were happening around him, he did not make an excuse and say, no, I'm not going to pray. No, I'm not going to spend time with God. But it says, as he had done previously, he didn't change. He was work. He was constant. He kept the regularity. He was consistent. And the Holy Spirit was really challenging me with this. Because I know that it's very difficult to keep consistency. It's not easy. It's not easy. You know, we have times when we're fired up. We come to church, we're fired up. Sunday, you know, we're like, yeah, we're going to make a change. We're going to make a change. We go into our week, midweek. You know, we start the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You know, everything's going well. We're giving time to God. And then Thursday, withers, stops. And then that continues on to Friday. And then we go back on Sunday, we're like, yeah, we're fired up again. Or it might take 2 weeks or 3 weeks. We might even have the consistency for about a week or two, or even three, or even a month. And then somehow stops. If we can go to the next slide. The top 3 excuses. Our survey says, too tired, not feeling it, too busy. These were the 3 that I felt were the most applicable to me personally. And I feel more to most young people. Too tired is one. And they look quite valid from the point of when we're in these situations. We think, yeah, I'm too tired. I'll do it tomorrow or later on or next week. I'm not feeling it. You know, feeling it might mean that there's something that is stopping us. Or there might be something that is just there thinking, no, I'm not really. Or something might take our mind. Something else might take over. Or too busy. I've got too much coursework. I've got too much work. I've got too much this, too much that, too much that. It's these 3 excuses that we use most of the time. But I thought about it and I said, okay, what if I called into my uni and gave any of these 3 excuses for why I'm not coming in? Or what if I called into work and I gave any of these 3 excuses to why I'm not coming in? And I want us to think about that. Imagine, you called in, you're saying, I'm too tired. I can't come in. I'll be fired straight away. If I said, I'm not feeling it. If I said, I'm too busy. I should be busy with my work. I should be busy doing that, is what I'll be told. So, I really thought about it and I thought, okay, wait, these excuses, they you know, I don't think these excuses can, you know, can stand and they can be, you know, acceptable. And I thought, does God really accept my excuses? I'm not too sure if God really accepts my excuses. If I say I'm too tired, will he accept that? You know, if I say I'm not feeling it, will he accept that? If I say I'm too busy work, will he accept that? And I remember reading from Exodus chapter 4. You don't have to go to it, but Exodus chapter 4, verse 10 to 14. God told Moses to speak to the people. And Moses said that he's not eloquent enough in his speaking. He's saying, neither in the past or since you have spoken. But he said, I am slow of speech and of tongue. What did God say to him? God said, "Who made man's mouth? Who makes him mute or deaf or seeing or blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall speak." And the reason I'm showing you Moses, a mighty man of God, is because even Moses made excuses. So it's natural for us to make excuses. But is that what God wants us to do? And then Moses makes another excuse after that. After God said all of this, he had the audacity to say, "Oh, my Lord, please send someone else." But then verse 14 kind of scared me. Said, "Then the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses." No, but seriously, it says, "Then the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. And he said, 'Is there not Aaron, your brother, the Levite? I know that he can speak well. Behold, he is coming out to meet you. And when he sees you, he will be glad in his heart. You shall speak to him and put the words in his mouth, and I'll be with your mouth and with his mouth, and will teach you both what to do." So the Lord is not someone who, you know, will just be like, "Oh, great, you're tired. That's fine. That's fine. Leave it till next week. You know, leave it. Don't worry if you're not feeling it." No, God wants us to make full effort, to make sacrifice, to show that we really mean it, to show our desire for him. He doesn't want that desire to be for 2 days, for 3 days. He doesn't want that fire within us to be inconsistent. If we go to the next slide. Yeah, that was Daniel's excuse, just to let you know. Daniel's excuse was he's going to be thrown into the middle of that. That was Daniel's excuse. Daniel was going to be thrown into the lion's den. And then when you go back one slide and you measure it with our excuses, it makes you laugh, right? And this is what the Holy Spirit has been challenging me with, honestly. My consistency, our consistency in our personal devotion to him. In times where, you know, what was happening to Daniel was not comparable. We can't compare ourselves with what was happening there. But Daniel was consistent. He was stable. He wasn't moved by the circumstances. For us, what do we learn? We learn that we cannot be moved by any circumstance. Forget these excuses. Any circumstances that come against us. And even if things come against us and, you know, we are being attacked and attacked and attacked, we should be increasing. We should be increasing, not decreasing. If we have more work to do, we should be increasing for God to help us. If we feel that we're too busy, we should be increasing for God to take that load off of us. That's what should be happening. And if we go over to, two slides forward, thank you. So fire can be put out. And what do I mean by this? As I said earlier on, we are on fire at times. We come on a Sunday, as I said, and it fires us up. It fires us up. Inside, the desire, the hunger, the thirst is there. The passion is there. But after 3 days, it's not. After 1 day, it's not. After 1 week or 2 weeks, it's not. Who can relate with me, by the way? Who can relate with me? Wonderful. So, fire can be put out. When, I'm sure on your birthdays, if you get a birthday cake with candles, you just blow out the fire, right? Fire is easily put out. I see that as a few days of prayer. A few days of prayer. Enemy, it's out. Seriously. You see the fire blanket? Week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Fire blanket, fire gone. This happens. The fire just goes. Don't you realize it? Don't you think, what's going on? I was on fire. Don't you hear people saying, "I was on fire"? Don't you think, oh, that person, yeah. The fire can go out. And you see, even as the fire gets bigger and bigger, they can still be put out. The enemy can still put it out. He knows exactly what our weaknesses are. He studies you so well, he knows where to get you. He knows what is going to stop your consistency. So putting that fire out is not difficult. He knows that you're going to go back to where you was before. Do you understand? So what does God want? What does God want us to be like? Next slide. A wildfire. This is what God wants inside of us. He wants us to build up a wildfire. I don't know if you've seen in Australia where these fires are literally impossible to take out. They've got helicopters dropping water. Helicopter after helicopter. Helicopter. This is the kind of fire that God wants inside of us. This is the kind of fire. And this does not take 1 day or 2 days to build. This takes time. This takes consistency. Consistency. The 1 day that we stop, it's out. Back to phase one. And I'm talking about with our personal devotion. The fire within us. Let us not let that fire just go out. And I've been really challenged with this. You know, excuses is what damages us. And most excuses, not all, are lazy excuses. Most excuses because we're lazy. Those excuses I put before, most of them is because we're lazy. Not all the time, as I said. And what does the word say? Proverbs 13, 4. If we can all take that out. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 4. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 4. It says, the soul of the sluggard craves and gets nothing, while the soul of the diligent is richly supplied. The soul of the sluggard craves and gets nothing. The one who is lazy will sow nothing and reap nothing. If you sow nothing, you're going to reap nothing, right? But if you sow diligently and well, you will reap the rewards of that. Hence why in the New Testament, we see Jesus saying that we will reap what we sow. There is no reward in laziness. As I said, you know, it reaps nothing. Because we are putting in nothing. And we are kind of, we don't realize that sometimes. You know, it's only when we kind of think about it, we realize, wait, if I do nothing, I'm actually getting nothing out of it. You know, that is how it is. And you know, us being diligent, us being consistent, us taking care is what reaps reward, is what helps us to see results. If we can go to the next slide, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. Says, therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Guys, everything that we do, let us be diligent. The Bible says, steadfast and immovable. That's how I would describe Daniel. Daniel wasn't moved. Daniel was stable. He was steadfast. He didn't move. If we remember the synonyms that were at the start, he had regularity. He was stable. He did not move because of the circumstances around him that were changing. When things change in our lives, fire's gone. But when things change in Daniel's life, the fire increased. That's how it should be for us as well. And the word is telling us that our consistency will not be in vain. Our consistency will not be in vain. You know, we should be a living testimony. You know, we should be a living testimony. The biggest testimony that we could give to anyone should be our lives, should be ourselves. Imagine when people look at us, whether we are in uni, college, school, work, wherever we are, they need to see something different about you, right? They need to see something different about you. If they don't see anything different about you, there will be nothing for them to see how what you're doing is different or is better for them, or what you have is better for them than what they have. What do I mean by that? If they don't see results in your life, and you tell them about Christ, for example, they might be thinking, this guy's always getting, you know, the lowest grades. This guy's always, this guy's always getting this. And he wants me to follow what he's following. So there should be results in our life. Now, what do I mean by that? You see, God will never see our consistency and just leave us like that. No, we will see results. We will see results. We will reap the rewards of our consistency in our personal devotion to Him. We will reap the rewards. There is no doubt about it. Consistency equals results. I'm not saying that just because we increase our prayer time, you know, tomorrow your teacher's going to change your D to an A star. What I'm saying is, as we go on gradually, you know, God is powerful. God wants us to just give Him time after time after time. The more consistent we are with Him, the more consistent we are in His presence, we start to see results. We start to see change in our lives. This is what God wants us to do. And I really want us to take from today, more than anything, that, you know, any situations in our life shouldn't faze us, shouldn't take over our minds and make us think, oh no, I can't give time today. I hope that those three excuses will not be excuses that we consistently use, because we like to be consistent with our excuses, right? Let us be less consistent with our excuses and more consistent with our time in the Lord's presence. You know, it takes time, guys, to see. You know, sometimes, for me personally, I was stuck in a phase, a similar phase for so long. For so long. Why? Because I wasn't consistent. Because I kept on doing the one thing that I was telling you guys about earlier. The excuses. Being lazy. The fire would just go. I'll be on fire one day and then the next day I'm not. I'll be on fire for 3 days and then the next day it's all gone. And God doesn't want that for us. God doesn't want that for us. And I want to connect this with the vision that we heard about last week and that we've been speaking about recently. We all need to grow together. God wants us to grow all together. He doesn't want to leave people behind and some people go there. And no. We need to grow together. And we need to be consistent in the time that we give the Lord. We need to be consistent. This is key. And I just want to take the next few minutes out to just pray and cry out to the Lord for Him to help us, to give us the strength for us to be consistent. As I said to you, the Holy Spirit was really challenging me with this, really challenging me. Left, right, and center. There was no getting out of it. I knew I had to make a change. So it is so key that we kind of ask God, because the Bible says, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. So He will give us the strength. There's no doubt about it. But there needs to be our part in this as well. And what is our part? Our part is the consistency. Our part is being diligent. That is our part. God will provide, but we must do our part. This is key. Yeah? So I just want to take a few minutes out to pray. And as we will close our eyes, I just want to do one thing, which is ask anyone who knows they need to make a change, who wants to be more consistent, who is ready to make that commitment to the Lord today. I want you guys to just come to the front. Anyone who feels like they are ready, or anyone who knows they are ready to make a decision today and say, I want to be more consistent. I want to be more consistent. There is no ifs or buts. I'm going to be more consistent. I'm not going to let the fire just go out within 2 days, within 3 days, within a week. I'm not going to let it go out. Anyone who is ready to make that commitment, as we all close our eyes and we all pray for God to help us, to guide us, I want you just to come up to the front. And everyone who makes that leap of faith, I'm sure the Lord is going to provide. The Lord is going to give you the strength to do so. As much as we want to make, you know, as much as God wants to give us the strength, our decision and our commitment is key here. Whoever is ready to make that leap of faith, who wants to go deeper, anyone who's ready to go deeper, because God wants you to go deeper today. He wants to go deeper. He wants you to go deeper with him. He wants to take you to a new dimension today. I'll just give you guys another 30 seconds, whoever wants to come to the front. Because consistency is so key, as I said. And I'm telling you, this is a life-changing decision. Being consistent is a life-changing decision. Life will never be the same again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Ooh, Holy Spirit, take over today. Holy Spirit, take over. Hallelujah. 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 I just want everyone who's sitting down to just pray for those who are at the front as well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those at the front, I just want you guys as well to pray right now, just asking the Lord to give you the strength, committing yourselves to him right now. Before we even pray, you know, before I even pray as well, like, let us just give the Lord our commitment. Let us declare our commitment to him. Let us declare that we are ready to be sold out for him. We are ready. No excuses. No more excuses. No more saying I'm lazy. No more saying, you know, I'm too tired. No more saying I'm too busy. But whatever the circumstance, I'm ready to give you. I'm ready to be consistent. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you for each and every single one of those who have stood up today. Lord God, I pray today, Father God. Hallelujah. I pray, Father, that you will touch each and every single one of them right now, Father God. The outpouring of your Spirit will come upon them right now, in Jesus' name. Father God, that the fire within them may not just wither, Father God, but it may develop to a wildfire, Father God. It may be developed into a wildfire, a fire that will never go out. As your word says, Lord, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Lord, we need your strength today as we commit ourselves, Lord God, to be consistent in our time of devotion, in the time that we set out purposely for you. Hallelujah.